Constantly, I was a fucking Super Nintendo kid, and I was like, I got nothing going for me.
Stunned on the cat test.
And then they dangled the cat test in front of me. I was like, it's time to shine.
What kind of cat score
are
you working with?
I can't believe that's how dorks actually operate. Like, damn, I have a Super Nintendo. It's time for me to destroy this standardized test to show everybody how cool I am.
I didn't think about cool, but I was like, I need a win. I need a double. Right.
That's pretty sick.
All I had was making the older kids laugh. That makes sense, because then dorks
would get mad when you cheat off them.
Yeah, I would go in really cheat hard off to cheat on the cat dorks, test, dude. I used dorks to try it. Mean. It's difficult.
Mm-hmm. No, I just mean in general. There would always be dorks that would get upset if you like started cheating.
What kind of cheater were you, like an eye hustler?
I'm a full fucking...
I'm an eye hustler,
what
yeah.
is that? Let me see.
I made cheat sheets very rarely. A lot of times I'd make a cheat sheet and I wouldn't even be able to bust it out. I'd be so nervous.
Absolute eye hustler.
Yeah, it's a big...
And to the point where I thought I was really good at it. That's funny about cheating. I thought I was like, I can read patterns. Yeah. I'm so good at getting patterns right on standardized tests.
All it takes is the first time you do it and don't get caught, you're like, I might be the best at this ever.
Yeah, this is all you have to do?
Yeah, I remember the first. Do you remember the first time you cheated on a test?
I do.
I remember mine. Mine was a reading class that I was. We had like trailers. So we had a school, like a little Catholic school. And then they just started like adding different trailers. We had like a reading trailer, a library trailer, the nurse trailer. Nurse trailer was fucking sick. But I would go to a reading trailer for class and would sit there. We did computers. And I remember just being like, fuck, I think I missed that part of the story, and being like, I wonder if she knows. And I looked over and I was like, she seems pretty confident and copied. And I was like, it's awesome. I was like, oh, that's good to know. I can just do that. I remember being little and being like, well, it's good to know I got some backups.
Yeah, yeah. That is nice. When was your first cheating?
So all through eighth grade, I was in Catholic school, and I was a good boy, dude, super smart. But then my mom got addicted to pills, and I turned.
Fuck.
And so after eighth grade, we couldn't afford Catholic school anymore. Fuck. So they were about to feed me to the Philadelphia public school system.
You started.
And I lived in fucking Kensington. So it was like.
Yeah, you were fighting for your life, dude.
Well, so I took the standardized testing that year and ended up getting into a magnet school in Northeast Philly.
Damn.
I was like, holy shit, I'm saved. And then, again, obviously my life fell apart. So then I start ninth grade. And the first English test I have, I was like, I can't do this, dude. I'm not going to be able to fucking keep up. And I looked over, and I'll never forget this fucking girl's face. And I looked at her test for like one answer, and she went, could you not look at my answers? Bitch.
They're the worst.
And so I never...
Fuck.
Cheating never caught on with me. I ended up just doing bad.
See, dude, the funniest thing, I was in second grade. I remember just being like, oh, sweet. it's just a piece of shit.
Yeah, I think I cheated on some spelling tests back in the day.
Yeah.
I remember this one kid fainted during the finals in high school, and I just took this dork's test. A kid fainted. So there was medical attention on that kid. So I stole this kid's test. And he was like, no. Like, he was literally like saying no. And I was like, dude, shut the fuck up. Just verbatim, like every single exact same answer.
The best Catholic school hack was to... Just if you were like a sick day for the test, let someone else take the test, get the grades back, write down the answers.
We've had this conversation.
Then you took it out in the hallway. Yes. And you were just like,
dude, we've had this conversation.
Yeah, fucking rules.
Algebra, I had a teacher that would give you multiple choice algebra, same tests to both classes. Mm-hmm. So there was kids in the first class that would just type it in their calculator, what every single answer was, and then give you the calculator.
Yep.
My average in the class was like a 98. Like I was killing this class. And I think I was already committed to Army. So this teacher thought I was like the real deal. He was like, this guy's going to be a fucking general. He's 98%. He's the captain of the football team. This guy's incredible. And then it was a recruiting thing. I missed the class because I had to go talk to like a coach or something.
Oh.
And then came back. And he was like, oh, here's a makeup test. And it wasn't multiple choice. It was just show the math. Dude, I didn't know one ounce of how to do it.
Oh, my God.
I wrote the number 3 for the answer on every answer. I wrote 3 and gave it back to him.
What'd he say?
And he was like, we got to talk.
Because
you got a 0.
I forgot I got PTSD.
I would have faked autism. Like, I'm not really a work on paper kind of guy.
I tried a beautiful here. Mind.
He didn't. Yeah. What was sick was he loved Notre Dame football.
Nice.
He was a troop. He was a former troop. Yeah. And he was a geezer. He was just like, I'm not going to tell anybody about this.
Yeah.
We're just not going to give you this test. And just, damn. The guy was the man. I think he died.
Was this post 9/11?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Post 9/11. He's like, dude.
Look, we need
this guy
you.
Was like, we need this beefy motherfucker out there setting those Arabs straight with his math.
Yeah. Sorry, sir. I was just so focused on turning that shithole into a parking lot.
That's so funny.
This stays between us.
He never forgot you through algebra. He just never forgot. And it was like, yeah, let him throw a fucking.
He was about to fail me in the thought of those planes.
He was like looking at your. He was looking at all your threes, and it was just like an overlay of like the Twin Towers, Osama from a cave being like, oh, and he was like, fuck this test, dude.
Get over there. You're going to go ass. Fuck those kids up.
You're failing a future U.S. Army soldier.
Man.
I think about that sometimes. If you had just fully went through that and you it's were just crazy. A general right now.
I'd tell you what, I'd have better posture. I wouldn't be hunched over like Winston Churchill.
It's never too late to become a general.
True.
You could still become a general, dude.
I'd have some good tactics.
Dicho soy hombre que llega a